Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The temperature was on the high side last night, emotionally, as more than 100 people turned out for a school committee meeting in the town of South Hadley. Several people were ejected from the meeting. It was the first such public gathering since six local students were charged in connection with bullying-related offenses in the January suicide of 15-year-old student Phoebe Prince. As WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, the meeting did little to unite a town reeling from being at the center of the national controversy over bullying.
Bullying wasn't on the meeting agenda last night, but it was clearly the foremost topic on the minds of many of those who crowded into the South Hadley High School library. 16 people addressed the committee. About half said school leadership should resign. Three of them, including Bob Kroc, were escorted out by police.
You know they dropped the ball, they blew it, and everybody knows they blew it, all right? You got to get rid of them. All they are is just a noose on the neck of this town because when
They cut it out.
You're done.
But others, such as Janet Darrell Rue, were supportive and said the recent court documents describing vicious bullying of Phoebe Prince by other students while they were at school was something school officials probably didn't realize.
I and many other parents and community members remain in support of South Hadley High School teachers, staff, and administrators and believe that the school officials acted appropriately with the information they had as it became known to them.
South Hadley Superintendent Gus Sayre maintains that school officials were not aware of the extent of the bullying until 1 week before Phoebe Prince hung herself. He said there were some bullying incidents reported to school administrators, and they handled them appropriately.
They didn't know all the things that were going on, unfortunately, and those things accelerated greatly on the last day of her life. I mean, the last day of her life was incredible, but several things happened. But again, were not observed by any staff member in time to stop what ultimately happened.
Sarah also said that Prince herself did report bullying to an assistant principal and a student was immediately suspended. Both he and school committee chair Ed Boisel said they're saddened that the community is so divided. And Boisel admitted that having residents escorted out of last night's meeting by police probably didn't help.
I probably allowed myself to become, not out of hand, but I was very disturbed because I tried to make the format very clear. And obviously the first gentleman that got up and actually gave the sign of somebody hanging and advised us to hang the superintendent, I can't think of anything more lewd than that.
Some residents say they'll continue to push for changes in school leadership. They plan to ask the committee to take up Superintendent Sayre's contract by May 1st. And the town's anti-bullying task force makes its recommendations on how to prevent school bullying in June. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.